I also wanted the severing of parental rights in place before I conceived the child. The commercial sperm banks will take care of all of the FDA testing that's required, STD testing that's required, the sperm quarantine that's required, and will also have the donor sign a binding contract that legally waives all parental rights and responsibilities to children conceived using their sperm. So by signing this agreement, donors forfeit all responsibility as well as liability to child conceived through their donations. For me, that was important. As a single mother by choice, I wanted to make sure that I had ironclad, indisputable rights to solely parent my child, to take my child out of the country if I so choose, to get my child's documentations all with a sole parent's name, my name on the documentation, for my conscience and to protect myself and my future offspring. These criteria and stipulations were important to me. That said, this is a deeply personal decision, and some of you may choose to go with a known donor for your own reasons. A known donor is just a person that you have laid eyes on and you've met them possibly in person. This is someone that you have not had a previous relationship with, and you have agreed to accept sperm and they have agreed to deliver sperm to you. This agreement might come with a handshake. It might come with a notarized document. It might come with a legal document. Whether or not these documents hold up in court is going to vary state by state. I would recommend taking a look at the legalities of accepting sperm from a stranger outside of the commercial sperm banking system. My recommendation would be to do your due diligence